Oasis Audio presents Sir Kendrick and the Castle of Bel-Leon by Chuck Black. Read for you by Andy Turvey and Don Marshall.
Kingdom's Heart, an introduction to the Knights of Arath Drey. Like raindrops on a still summer's eve, the words of a story can oft fall greyly upon the ears of a disinterested soul. I'm Cedric of Chessington, humble servant of the prince, and should my inadequate telling of the tales of these brave knights e'er sound as such, know that it is I who have failed, and not the gallant hearts of those of whom I write, for their journeys into darkened lands to save the lives of hopeless people deserve a legacy I could never aspire to pen with appropriate skill. These men and women of princely mettle risked their very lives and endured the pounding of countless battles to deliver the message of hope and life to the far reaches of the kingdom of Arath Drey, even to those regions over which Lucius, the Dark Knight, had gained complete dominion through the strongholds of his shadow warriors. What is this hope they bring? To tell it requires another story, much of it chronicled upon previous parchments, yet worthy of much retelling. Listen then to the tale of a great king who ruled the kingdom across the sea, along with his son and their gallant and mighty force of silent warriors. A ruler of great power, justice and mercy, this king sought to establish his rule in the land of Arath Drey. To this end, he chose a pure young man named Peyton and his wife, Dinan, to govern the land. All was well in Arath Drey until the rebellion.